Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for again just dwelling in your presence, looking at the example of Paul and Apostle Paul, you can say, and so being encouraged for what you can do, changing sinners into saints, taking people from off the track and putting them on track. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We read 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 and 16. I can testify that the word is true and deserves to be received by all, for Jesus Christ came into the world to bring sinners back to life, even me, the worst of all. Yet I was captured by grace, so that Jesus Christ could display through me the outpouring of his Spirit as a pattern to be seen for all those who would believe in him for eternal life.
Hallelujah. So beautiful here. We see, you know, and we can all relate. He was a man like us, deceived, being seduced by the powers and principalities of darkness. But look what he could do. Look what God could do through his life and the wonderful hidden truth that he reveals for us. It's so beautiful. And that's why, you know, Paul should really have a special place in the heart of each believer out there, because he demonstrates, God demonstrates through him that we can, something we can all relate to, being taken from sinner to saint. And there we can see saved by grace changes your life, because the grace is the divine influence that God had upon him, as God would work in him to will and to do. And so much setting example for us, you know, what God could do, Jesus raised and seated in heavenly places could bring about in a disciple's life. So be encouraged, guys. 2/3 of the Bible was written by him, and he didn't know Jesus in the flesh. He knew him in the spirit. And the mighty miracles and the mighty revelations, it's something to take hold of. Like no one in the Bible can we learn so much of the goodness of God towards mankind. And we can follow the example of Paul. I love his own words in that he says, follow me as beloved children. So if we want to be beloved children and not rebellious or ignorant children, then we need to draw close to the letters of Paul and to see the magnitude of the beauty of the wisdom of God, and then also the beauty what God could bring about in his life. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Amen.